Love Talk Radio.
M-A-D-D-A-D-S. Men against destruction, cause you know that we are blessed. Fathers of the ghetto and he's pressing nothing left. From the north to the south, to the east, to the west. Bad dads, how you feel? On the streets, we keep it real. Day and night, the jungle fight is serious. I'm so for real. Tell me what was I to do? All I see was black and blue. Soldiers showing up on the...
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. How's everybody doing? Oh, man, I'm telling you. I'm really excited about what's going on. I'm going to dedicate this show to my brother Jimmy Johnson, who's no longer here, had a heart attack. So you take care of yourself, take care of your health. It's really important that you take care of your body. So we'll give all my love out to my brother. I'm going to truly miss him. The funeral will be this Thursday. So just take care of yourself, man. Health is very important. Another way that you can take care of yourself, our topic today, we're going to be talking about gangs and violence in our community and some ways and some things that we can do to make a difference, have impact on our community with our youth. Some of the statistics say, and I want to say big ups to our producer, Erica. Erica's here. Erica, how you doing?
I'm fabulous today.
Okay, and you got some information for us about gangs and about what we can do to make an impact on our gangs, and it seems that you found some information about how many gangs or gang members in the United States, and it looks like we have over 24,000 gangs in the U.S. and over 750,000 members, and that was the last time they counted. It looks like in 2007.
Right under it says 1 million in 2008.
Okay, in 2009 there was 1 million gang members. Our gang members are rising, our numbers are increasing, and they're increasing for a lot of reasons. When they looked at how many males and females are in gangs, between 90 to 94% of gang members are males, and between 6 to 10% are female. And there are approximately 360,000 teenage boys and 32,000 teenage girls in gangs. There are approximately 560,000 adult males and 48,000 adult females involved in gang activity in our community. I believe and I think that that is sad, but there's reasons why they're involved, because many of them are in prison. 15% of juveniles in prison are female, 85% are males. 90,000 boys are in some kind of detention facility, and you can believe and you can bet that most of those boys that are in detention facilities are African-American or Latinos or boys of color. And that is not only because of poverty, but because of our parenting situation and the things that we do in our community. Every city in the United States with at least 250,000 people has gang activity. And that's simply because people infiltrate, and you think about it, you can learn how to be a gang member now on the internet. You can go on YouTube. You can learn out about the cliques, the mobs, what they're doing. You can learn how they dress. You can be like them. You can listen to them talk. You can learn how to talk like them. You don't have to go to a big city anymore to be involved in a gang. What are the factors that lead us to gang involvement? One of them is that school failure and truancy. Without education, we cannot make it. It's important for us to have an education. The other thing is that we must be involved in outside activities, sports, and other things like that, the library, after-school programs, stuff like that. And our friends and our peers have the strength to deter us from being successful and being involved in gangs. And early involvement in petty theft and behavior disorder in grade school and low income are some of the factors that lead to gang involvement. And we know for a fact that we have a problem here in Minnesota. And when you talk about gangs and gang involvement in Minnesota, it used to be a day when people said, man, we ain't got a gang problem here in Minnesota. That's a problem for Chicago and a problem for Detroit and a problem for St. Louis. And they said that long enough eventually until they realized, when we had a police chief from New York City that said, this ain't nothing, y'all ain't got nothing going on. But then he realized when people started to dying on the streets that we had a problem. Yes, we do have a problem, ladies and gentlemen. We have a problem with gangs in our community, but we want to talk about some of the solutions. We already know we have a problem. We already know that there's a situation where there's issues in our community. We're going to go right to the phone line. We're going to go to 8644 and find out what they have to say there. 8644, you're on Listen to Blog Talk with Mad Dads. How you doing?
I'm blessed. How are you?
I'm doing great. Who am I speaking with?
This is Minister Martin Rogers.
Minister Martin Rogers, let me tell you a little bit about it. I hear you wrote a song, and give us some ideas and concepts you think are the solutions to our gang violence.
Well, one thing, a solution that I know we need to just listen more. We, as adults, we seem to have all the answers, but sometimes we need to sit back and just listen to what's going on with our kids and what they're going through and let them get what's on their chest and just listen to them. But a guy that gave me this song years ago, I worked in a school for like 13 years as a behavior teacher, so I've been dealing with kids for a long time. And I wrote this song with my kids when they was little, about 20 years ago, called God Can, He Can, We Can. And what I was doing is I was taking kids from the school around to different places and singing the song, just bringing kids together just to get on something to do. You know, listen to what you were saying, that, you know, we don't have a problem, but it is a problem that, you know, even kids have to do the things that they do to survive. And as adults, we need to come together and just find a way that, I mean, it's little things, the little things turn up to big things, so we just need to come together. So God gave me this song to bring the community together, Salvation Armies, Metro Hope, my church, Hope for the Nation, KG, Mr. Law. I have a lot of people that I'm trying to bring together to just make this song so people could hear and see and be a part of something positive.
Hey, I like that very much. I hear you brought the song to the office. I haven't heard it yet, but I'm sure that I will in the future. Hey, man, I want you to stay tuned in on what we're talking about. I'll get you back on in just a little bit. What's your name again?
Minister Martin Rogers.
And what's the name of that song?
Yes, you called me I Can, He Can, We Can.
I can, he can, we can, and you know we show can, and we're going to come back with you. I got another caller on 5737. You listen to Blog Talk Radio with Mad Dads Across the Nation. How you doing, sir?
Hey, how you doing, VJ? Mad Dads. We out outreaching right now. Good to be back on Blog Talk. Talk to you guys about a gang, man. I'm an ex-gang member from Chicago, Illinois. Came up here, same attitude. Ended up with 3 years in the penitentiary, did 3 years in the penitentiary in Stillwater. Got out, got another domestic fighting. My anger, my frustrations, and the way that I was living my life kept getting me in and out of jail. But I've been in and out of jail, and been around some real gangbangers. These guys up here are gangbangers, man. Gangbangers aren't gangs that slash tires, bust out windows. They don't rob women, on people's houses. You know, crackheads do that. That's what crackheads do. You know, a lot of the things these youths are doing, they're doing it for drugs, man. I mean, there's no love at home. And I heard you asking, how can we fix it? You know, I think that you're doing a great job, man. I'm glad to be a part of the team. I think we are giving them some information. You know, giving them the information, but also, what we do in the merge is giving them some love, somebody to talk to. You know, one of the biggest issues I think is going on in Minneapolis, man, is these kids aren't getting the love they need. They aren't getting the information that they need. You know, and they're angry.
You know, I want to ask you a question. You know, as you're out there in the community, I know you see an increase in girls involved in gangs. Now, why do you think that is? Girls involved in negative activity and girls involved in, violent activity, too. Physically violent.
Okay, hold on. I need these seats over here. Hold on for a minute, sir. See those two seats down there, ma'am?
Yeah.
Y'all grab those seats for me? Thank you. How you doing today, sir? There's a seat right behind you. We got a handicap getting on. Can I get you to get to the back for me, please? Right here, right behind you.
Okay, he's doing outreach for us right now. They're out in the community doing what they do best, and I'm really excited to see him do those things out in the community. We're going to go right to another caller, 0394. You're on the line with Blog Talk Radio. How you doing?
Hello.
How you doing?
How are you? I'm fine.
I'm doing great. Thank you, ma'am, so much for calling Blog Talk Radio. It sounds like Mama Treese, we're glad to have you on. And we're talking about gang involvement in our community in Minnesota. And we're talking about solutions and things we can do to solve some of the crime in our community and solve some of the violence. And most of all, Mama Treese, we're talking about solving some of these homicides.
Yes. When I think about the homicides, my mind goes straight to the babies. And it's a sad thing when our babies are scared to sit at the tables and do their homework because they're scared a bullet's going to come through the wall. You know, scared to go to the parks, even with their parents, they're scared to go to the parks in the black community because they, you know, they have heard, you know, older people talking about what's happening in our community. And it's like we can't do anything, but we can.
Absolutely, we can. And one of the things that we can do, and I think we get more people involved, it's, you know, I keep hearing this, and, you know, it's kind of something I'm really tired when we all come together. What a wonderful world this will be when we all come together. It sounds like one of them old Baptist songs. You know, everybody's waiting for us all to come together. But it's going to take us just getting busy, you know, because maybe never will all come together. But we've got to get busy right now. And so you're doing some things right now. Matter of fact, you talked earlier in our meeting about how we can bring some of these groups together and begin to do something positive. You just met with a group of young people, and what did they want to do?
The young people, they want, right now they want to do a big old barbecue and have a lot of the other young people to come out, and they want to tell the young people about their struggles and how it's resources out here, how they got with me, how it's emerged in the community, and how it's, you know, Shiloh Church, it's different churches, that it's different things to do in the churches for the community, you know. So the kids, they got a lot to say. And one thing that they are saying is that they do not want to die.
So they do. They don't want to die. They want to live. It's hard, you know. There's poverty all over the place. We got a bunch of callers on. All you have to do is push one. That shows that you want to be on the phone. We got Lonzo on. He's on the bus. We're going to get back to him. Sharpbody should be on here. I haven't seen his number on here yet, but I'm sure he'll let me know when he's ready to talk. One of the things we found out, and I think Mama Treese, you've seen this too, there seems to be an increase in girls involved in violence. Why is that?
An increase? Because their mothers aren't being mothers. Their mothers are being friends to them. And when you got mothers that are being friends and the kids are going without meals at night, they're not sitting at the table eating dinner as a family. And when the mothers are allowing the daughters to say what they want to say, my personal opinion, when we have little girls that's wearing nails and wearing hair as long as the mothers, and bigger purses than the mothers, and you know, it's sad when we don't have a curfew. You know, the state has a curfew for our kids, but we don't have a curfew for our kids. You know, our kids can just do what they want to do. But here it goes again that they can't. They really,
you know,
can't.
As being a mother that's a victim of homicide, you lost your son in 2007. We're coming up on that anniversary. What can you say to those mothers that, you know, those mothers won't, you know, we have tried to get those mothers out of their walls and out of their homes to get out and to make some noise. And it seems like we have them as silent individuals in our community. What can we do to get them to make some noise in our community, to stand out in our community?
Start feeling, and start shouting, start hollering. Start feeling for the mothers that have lost their children. Start thinking about it could be me. That is me. You know, so get out here and grab some of these kids, grab some of these mothers and start encouraging them to get out here. You know, I was in a meeting last week and a mother had said that, what do you do with a child that gets on the bus and a young girl and gets a cussing and talking crazy? Should you approach the child? And then the teacher said, well, I wouldn't do that. And, you know, but the person that I am, Mama Treece, I will approach the child. Just because it's a way that you approach the child. As pretty as you are, little girl, look what's coming out your mouth.
Absolutely.
I demand for my respect.
Absolutely, absolutely. You're listening to Blog Talk Radio with Mad Dads. That was Mama Treece. We're going to come back to her and hear more from what she's got to say. And also, Alonzo, we have another person on 4331. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio with Mad Dads. We're talking about gangs and the solution and things that we can do. You know, they talk about our prevalent gangs in Minnesota, the Bloods and the Crips, Latin Kings, the Gangster Disciples, Vice Lords, and the Serenos. But, you know, really we got a lot of these little cliques and these little groups, they call them crews, that are going around. Those are the ones that are shooting these babies and stuff. It's not those guys. Those are the ones. They're off branches of those gangs, though. How you doing? And welcome to Blog Talk Radio. 4331.
What kind of family is Show Body, man? I'm just checking in.
Show Body in the house.
What's happening, man? I love y'all, man. I want to address the issue real quick. Like, on the streets, man, about me being about growth and development coming from a gangster disciple organization, I'm going to tell y'all something what I know by being on these streets. When you talk to these streets, they listen to you, you know what I'm saying? And when the kids listening to you, if you ain't telling them nothing positive for themselves to do what they need to be doing with their life to come up, then they're not gonna honor you. But the thing is, I'm out there on the streets. I'm them, so they understand my language. They understand my lingo. Just like you got teachers in school that teach you social studies, English, spelling. These schools need to have the ex-game bangers in these schools having a class to teach these kids the real deal. I mean, the ones who are actually living the real life now that's supposed to be real life that they need to be learning. It's like the kids ain't getting taught that in them schools, and then when they leave the school, they're going to hear the cuss words. They're going to see the drug deal. They're going to see the hoeing. They're going to see all the bad things when they leave the school. So they end up falling off into them worlds and thinking it's cool to do them things. But if they were getting taught these things in school like they get taught about history, about like I said, social studies, English, if they was getting taught about, you had a subject in school, a teacher, a profession now, which would be a game banger in that school, each school, just like they got a teacher for each class, each school that was really teaching them the outcomes of what goes on in these streets, teaching them the reality of what's going on in these streets. See, the thing is, the truth not getting taught in these schools or in their homes. You know what I'm saying? So you have to have a professional actually that can relate to them, actually tell them the thing that's really going to happen, the outcomes that are going to happen in their life, and the things that they go through. That's why I wrote my book, The Thug Bible, man, because when I'm on the streets, I can reach out to the kids. They relate to what my language. They relate to what we do. So even though I might be talking negative to a person that don't live streets, the kids are listening to the streets. So when you talk their language, if you're talking to them about what the same thing they're hearing and they see the outcome that you come up with, like they see me selling books and CDs now, but I call it the new dope to them. You know what I'm saying? That's what I tell them. And I'm talking in their language. Once you put that three-piece suit on and then you try to tell these kids who are wearing these baggy pants and these tight clothes, they think that you just traded. They just went somewhere else with their life. They feel like you don't understand them. So they take it to a whole different level. That's why when they leave the school, they end up on the streets gangbanging. You might have a nice kid in school right now. But as soon as he leave that school, he out there on the streets, he gangbanging. That was me. I was a good student. I did real good at school. But as soon as I left school, I put my gangbanger pants on. You know what I'm saying? Because I thought that was cool. Nobody told me that it wasn't, that was going to mess my life up like it has done, and make me have to do the things I have to do now to correct myself. I didn't know the end of what my results was going to be after I did it. So I thought gangbanger was cool. But if I was getting taught that in school, just like I was getting taught spelling, English, social studies, science, if I was getting taught that in school by somebody, a professional that know better, that lived that life, then I probably wouldn't have went to these streets like I did. and try to get the lesson from the streets instead of getting it from the root, the person that actually living that life, teaching them how, you know, the way out of this crime life. Because, like I said, it's missing. Once you leave out of school, the cuss words and all that's right on the streets when they need to send them out of school. So it's got to start 12-year-olds right before they start disrespecting their parents, thinking they grown, thinking they want to be on these streets. That's where we need to reach the kids at. Before they get a chance to disrespect their mama or hear the cuss words and all that, they need to hear about them now so they can know how to prepare themselves for when they do hit the streets, they can take care of themselves and make the right choices.
Wow. Well, Short Body, listen, man, I love you. Now, you hold on. You stick on. We're going to come right back to you. That's Short Body. We're going to 6150. 6150. We want to talk to you right now. Area code 662. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio with Mad Dads. How you doing?
What's going on with you, DJ?
Hey, what's going on, young man? We're talking about solutions, and you know what? What better person can I think of than a young man such as yourself to talk about the solutions? I just seen you walking down the street, man. I was really proud of you because, you know, you could have been doing something crazy. You're just kind of taking a stroll, chilling out, enjoying the sunny day, listening to your music, man. Ain't worried about nobody. Ain't trying to steal nothing. Ain't trying to hurt nobody. And, man, you know what? A year ago from now, you'd have been trying to figure out something to do to get a come up, right?
Yes, sir.
And now you're doing something positive. So what is the solution? What is the solution to get to our young people?
The solution is we need older people in the community to reach out to the young fellas, man. Like I was once of the I was once part of the problem, but somebody reached out to me and caught me up with it. So I just had to realize what's really going on. And a lot of young guys my age, they grew up around all the gang violence, growing up with it in the household. So it was all like nothing's going to happen. Like ain't nothing going to change because that's what they all grew up around. But if that right person come around and talk to them the right way and tell them what's really going on, then maybe they'll change their mindset and look at life a different way.
Hey, man, I'm proud of you. You have doing some positive things for yourself, preparing yourself for the next level. You know, we talked about people can get better or they can get bitter. And you had took an opportunity. Instead of getting bitter, you start making yourself better. I am truly proud of you, man. You're a son. You're one of our sons, man. You always will be. And we want you to continue to do the good things that you're doing, man. Keep that gun. Keep that dope out your hand, man. Get that book in your hand. Keep God close to your heart.
Yes, sir.
That's my man Dalvin. We're talking to him on Blog Talk Radio. We're going to come back now. I'm going to go back up to, we're going to go up and talk to Alonzo, see if we got him. He's been on a mission on the bus. We're going to see how he's doing and what's going on here. Alonzo, is that you on the line? I think I got Mama Tree. Is that Mama Tree?
Hello.
Okay, Mama Tree. I was trying to get Alonzo, but do you have any comments about Dalvin? You know, Dalvin just got through talking. Anything you want to say to Brother Dalvin?
Anything I want to say to Dal, I am very proud of what he's doing, and he is an example to all the other young men. To take the step that he took is a very big step, to understand what he is doing wrong in his life and to want to make a better change. That's a good thing. But
okay.
Don't look back.
Okay, Mama Tree, did you have some other guests that are supposed to be calling in with us today?
Yes. I don't know. A couple young kids was at school, and I talked to one of the teachers. He said he was going to let them call. So if they didn't call, I don't know why. But
we'll get them next week.
Yeah.
We'll get them next week. And you know what? Thank you very much. Mama Tree, we're going to come back to you. Thank you so much for being on the call. We're going to go right up to the Minister Martin. Is that Minister Martin? How you doing?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. What are your thoughts about the show so far? We got about 5 minutes left. Any questions or comments you have for us?
Well, I was liking what the brother was saying, and that's truly about we need to, as adults, we need to reach out more. And I know we're doing a lot, but there's still more that we can do to touch our kids, lead by example. What we doing, how we came out of where we were to get where we are today, because there is hope, and we just need to keep on doing what we're doing. I like the way the brother was talking, respect, and that's what we need to show our kids, just how to be respectful towards each other, not just adult, but towards each other for themselves, how they can survive. You know, I just got a call from my daughter. She's struggling, but I told her to keep your head up. Said sometimes you have to go through to see the light, so just don't give up because God got your back, and so do we. So we got to keep encouraging our kids and our parents, you know, because there's a lot of young parents out there that still are kids itself. So we have to encourage each other. And like I said, the song said, God can, he can, and we can.
Well, you know, I just, Sharp Body's on the phone now. He's I don't know if you were on when we first came in there and the theme song that plays. Sharp Body wrote that Mad Dad's theme song. That's my guy. You and him should hook up and kind of connect. So we'll make that happen. Hold on a second, Pastor Martin. I'm so glad that you called. Go down here to a person who's been on hold for a while. 5737, how you doing? Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. How you doing?
How you doing today, VJ, man? I just want to say thank you, man, for the opportunity to be out here, man, trying to get back to the community. Like I said, I used to be one of those kids that used to be out there doing real bad, man, in the community, messing up, man. You know, and I'm glad to hear that Dalvin is listening in, man. God bless him, man, for doing the right thing, man, changing his life, man. And he got the opportunity to do great things, man. All he got to do is stay on this path, man, and we got him on. So, thanks. I heard Mama Teresa. Hey, Mama, how you doing? This man, really happy to be out here doing it, man. Day the first of the month, we got a lot of elderly people going getting on and off. A lot of people that got handicapped getting on and off the bus. So they kind of caught me off guard. My new team, the older guys, they really don't know how to run the bus, so I got to do some training, man. Sorry about that earlier.
Oh, okay. No, that's okay. That's okay. That's okay, son. I need you to do your job. You know, make sure you give my son a hug and kiss for him. I know I gave him a little spanking yesterday. He ain't talked to me yet, but that's okay. Tell him I love him, and I know he's listening in. That's all right, son. I see you. Thanks for listening in. Hey, Fonzo, keep doing what you got to do in the bus, man. We're saving gas. We're saving lives right now. So continue to do that, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, they're on the bus. They're doing what they do out in the bus. Marco, how you doing, son? Love you very much. You know, before I end, I want to try to get a couple of comments in from my man, Sharp Body, real quick, and then I'm going to go to Mama Treats and let her close us out. Sharp Body, any closing comments?
Yeah, man, this is one of the main things we got to do right now. Teach our kids the truth, the good and the bad. That's one of the main things we ain't doing. They're not getting the truth, man. So we got to start teaching these kids the truth no matter what. The truth hurts. Know that.
Yeah, the truth does hurt. It does hurt. And I thank you for that. Don't you go nowhere because we're going to hear your theme song in just a second. Okay, Mama Treese, any closing remarks from you today, Mama Treese?
I just want all the children to know that Jesus loved all the little children of the world. And to say that is that it's resources out here, it's mothers that have their arms open to all the children, and I'm one of them.
Wow, that's a beautiful thing. You know, Mama Teresa always trying to match everything with a song. Jesus loves all little children, all red and yellow, black and white, all the children in the sight. Jesus loves all the little children of the world. Yes, he does. Thank you, Mama Teresa. We appreciate that. Hey, you know what? They created laws for gang members, and they did that just for y'all. Federal laws. Like this one, 5 years to life in prison without parole or death if death results from the use of a firearm. Like this one. This one is 18 U.S.C. 922. Anyone who knowing makes a false statement to a federal arms dealer when buying a gun is subject to 10 years in prison. Like this one, 18 U.S.C. 922. An adult who possesses a discharge or discharges a firearm in a school zone within 1,000 feet of public or private school is automatically a juvenile under 18 who possesses a fire gun, ammunition, in case, or employs the military with parental consent will automatically get up to 1 year in prison. They have got laws for you. You think that you got a law in your gang, in your clip, in your clique, in your mob? They got laws for you, and those laws are designed to put you in prison. So we want to say the solution is education. Get education. Get a good education. The solution is fighting back for our kids. The solution is good parents. The solution is love. They need our love. They need lots of love. You're listening to Blog Talk Radio, Mad Dad's National Blog Talk. Thank you, Erica, our producer. Thank you, everybody. Mama Trees. Thank you, Sharp Body. Thank you, all the outreach team, Lonzo, everyone else. Thank you, Reverend Martin, for tuning in.
chosen, cause you know that we are blessed. Fathers of the ghetto ain't expressing nothing less. From the north to the south, to the east, to the west. Bad day.
Fight is serious, I'm so for real. Tell me what was I to do. All I see was black and blue. So just